Gruissan has its feet in water. Water from its five lakes, which represent about a third of the surface area of the commune. Under your eyes, the first lake is called simply Gruissan. The others are called Airol, Campignon, Grazel, and at last Matey, which has become, during the years, a man-made water area. Right up to the 19th century, the village of Gruissan was surrounded by one and only vast lagoon, which regrouped the actual lakes of Campignon, Airol, and Gruissan. At the end of the 19th century, the human activity on the lakes, which in the old days were semi-wild, increases because of silting. The lake of Grazel is now separated from the one in Gruissan, which is itself separated from the lakes of Campignon and Airol. Gruissan sees them appearing along with Matey, already isolated, its five lakes. The people of Gruissan are going to exploit the situation and are going to gain some fertile agricultural areas by drying them out and improving the sanitation. But fishing, which for all times has given a living to the people of Gruissan, remains the main activity. Fishing in a lake environment is an art, a complex science which is more practiced in winter than summer. It is at that time that the fish coming from the sea reappear in the lakes. The fishermen, all professionals, bring back sea breams, sold grey, mullets, perch mullet and eels, all sought after, but also prawns, clams, cockles, tillines, crabs and lots of other crustacean. On the grassy banks, the birds nest, lots of them, like the stern and the plover, which stop just for a summer before going back to the hot land of Africa. Pink flamingos come there to spend the winter. Cormorants, grebes seek refuge there to escape from the rigours of the winter. But other waders, ducks, coots and passerines stop during their migration. Without forgetting the many different seagulls and the egrets which have settled there for the year. As for the flora, it mainly comprises plants which like seawater. One also finds in these areas of the lagoon reed beds, salted meadows and woods, which are extraordinary life reserves. Respect them, don't uproot anything, don't pick. Look, breathe and listen. These places represent an exceptional natural heritage which must be protected and preserved. All the lakes of Gruissan are sites Natura 2000 for its birds and habitat. From February 2006, they have earned the label Ramsar and are recognised as humid zones of international interest. If you like the lakes, if you observe them on the days when the wind blows from the sea, which is when they fill up, or the days of the wind cess when they empty because it blows from the land, you will learn the secrets of their life.